it surprises me that a Bill Parcells doesn't have more control over his team. It's almost like he's having to deal with Hollywood in Dallas.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting team that it doesn't seem to respond all the time to what Bill wants and how he wants it done. And I think the best thing that he's probably done, given that he never really wanted Owens in the first place, is to refuse to engage this guy and play these kind of games with him. Owens is kind of ostracized in that locker room. He's not a popular guy. He's complained about it. But it's better that way than to have players starting to really take sides. So I think Bill's handled that part of it real well. And again, with Tony Romo, he's an inexperienced guy. He had some real good games, you know, coming in when nobody really had an idea what he would look like. And guys tend to come back to earth after a while.
And it's interesting, too, the way they seem to ignore T.O. a little bit. They got that first touchdown pass from him. He only had two catches for, what, 43 yards. You think they're ignoring him on purpose?
No, I don't really think that that's the case. I mean, they obviously didn't have much offensive success last night, and they have an awful lot of options that they like. They've got two running backs they can feed the ball to, a very capable tight end, and Terry Glenn. So it isn't like the only guy that can hit a home run on this team is Terrell Owens, and I think sometimes what you see is quarterbacks get a feel or a certain affinity for a receiver, the way he runs routes, but they have confidence that the receiver will catch the football. And I don't know that Romo and Owens have this sort of simpatico thing going that he may feel with, let's say, his tight end, Jason Witten, or with Terry Glenn.
And look at this team. You've got a talent at every position, skill position. Barber and Jones. Barber is considered in some ways more threatening than Jones, and he was stopped three times on the goal line last night. You've got Witten, a very capable tight end. You've got a solid defense, some of the better hitters in the league. You've got decent special teams. What's wrong with this team? To me, it's the distractions that have been the biggest problem.
Well, you could probably make that argument, but I don't know how that factors into them coming up so flat in home games. You know, and I look back to another one earlier in the year. They had Washington all but beat and didn't beat them in a crazy play where a field goal was blocked and then the Redskins kicked a late field goal. So that was one that they let get away on a number of levels. But not being able to handle the Saints at home and not being able to handle an Eagles team at home with its backup quarterback playing, given that he's playing as well as he is, still, you know, they couldn't stop the run. They couldn't contain him. They were out of the game early. And I would agree that there's some sort of lack of focus going on in Dallas, but I'd hesitate to lay all of that on number 81.